Om Shanti. 14th October 2018. Today's blessing is, may you become a totally successful server who remains constantly carefree by giving all the burdens of your responsibilities to the Father. The children who remain light are themselves able to ascend and ascend in service to. That is, they continue to make progress. Therefore, give the burden of all your responsibilities to the Father and remain carefree. Let there not be any type of burden of the consciousness of I. Simply maintain the intoxication of remembrance. Remain combined with the Father, for where there is the Father, service is already accomplished. When Karan Karavanhar is making you do everything, you will then remain light and you will have total success. So give all the responsibilities, the burden of all the responsibilities to one Father and remain carefree, remain light. Let there not be any burden of the consciousness of I, and let there be the intoxication of remembrance, and remain combined with the Father, and thereby service is already accomplished. So when Karan Karavanhar is making you do everything, you will then remain light and you will have total success. So Baba is telling us, teaching us the importance of remaining light, the importance of giving all the burdens of your responsibilities to the Father. First thing about responsibilities. What are the responsibilities of the Brahmins? There are in all 5 responsibilities. The first responsibility is self. We have certain responsibilities towards ourselves. The second responsibilities is towards this Brahmin family. The third responsibility is towards the world. The fourth responsibility is towards this yajna. And fifth responsibility is 5 elements or prakriti. This is how we divide the responsibilities. The greatest responsibility that lies upon us is about ourselves. The second responsibility is towards this Brahmin family, towards the world, yajna and prakriti. So we divide responsibilities of a Brahmin soul into these 5 categories. The first is self. What are our responsibility towards ourselves? The list is big. What is our responsibility towards ourselves? The first is to free ourselves from past memories, smritiya, to free ourselves from past sanskars and to absolve the sins, to clear the karmic accounts, that is our responsibility, to make ourselves complete, perfect, free from all the flaws and imperfections, to become master of all the senses, to become self-sovereign, to become like the Father, to follow the Father. So all these responsibilities are related to ourselves. To get rid of all the imperfections, to become perfect like the Father, to follow Him and to make ourselves strong, powerful, lighthouse, mighthouse, to make ourselves immovable, unshakable in the face of all the adversities, to do Ruhani spiritual drills, to have the practice of becoming bodiless in a second, to enter into the cave of silence, into the cave of introspection, solitude, to churn the knowledge, to understand the knowledge, to become the very embodiment of this knowledge, to become the embodiment of experience, realization. These are all our responsibilities towards ourselves. And each one of us is a responsible soul. Each one should know his own responsibility. And with greater power comes greater responsibilities. To know, to become, to understand, a responsible soul is the goal. There was one king and he had four daughters, and he wanted to give his kingdom to one of his daughters. So one day he called all four of them and he distributed a handful of wheat grains to each one of them. And he said to them that I'll take this back after 1 year. Let me see what you do with this. The first daughter, she thought, what I should do with this? It's better to throw this now, and after 1 year I will purchase new one and give to my father. The idea is quite logical. It's difficult to preserve this. The second one thought, let me add this to the store of grains which we already have, so that it remains protected there. The third one said, this would be difficult to protect or preserve, so why don't I keep it along with the jewelries I have? And she keeps them with the jewelry. And the fourth one does something else. After the end of 1 year, the king asks the first daughter and she brings that handful. And the king says, is it the same one? She says, no, this is a new one I have purchased. And he says, you can't be given any responsibility. The second one comes and she says, I kept it with the other grains. So he says, you take care of the grain store from today. The third one comes and she says, I added it and I kept it along with my jewelries. And she says, you take care of the treasures. And the third daughter says, and the fourth daughter says, I need two men and two bullocks cart, because I had sown those seeds and now the harvest of wheat is ready. And I want to cut that, so I need this. And she is given the entire kingdom, because she is not just intelligent, but she is a responsible soul who can take care of the kingdom. So Baba needs responsible children who understand their responsibility, who are not careless, who don't have that lackadaisical attitude, who don't are so, they are alert. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli also Baba said, because of your ordinariness and because of your carelessness, you have not realized your importance, nor you have realized the importance of the treasures you have. Know your speciality, know the importance of your greatness. Each and every sentence is important. That is the treasure of Murli. Each and every breath is important. Each and every thought is important. So know you are important. This Brahmin life is the most valuable life. You are the obedient children. You are the faithful children. You are the trustworthy children. You are the victorious jewels in the garland of the Father. So know your own importance. This Brahmin life is invaluable. And when you know your importance, you know your responsibilities. So your first responsibility is make yourself complete, perfect, similar to the Father, and be near Him. Sampan, Sampurna, Samip. These are the different words Baba uses. So the first responsibility is towards making oneself complete, perfect. The second responsibility of Brahmin is towards the Brahmin family. What you have to do with this family? Three things. First, spread the wave of Vairag in this family. Second, spread, create the atmosphere of tapasya in this family. And third, unity, ekta. This is the responsibility towards this Brahmin family. One sandalwood tree, Baba said. From all the continents, you have become one sandalwood tree. There is one Brahmin culture. It's not different cultures, American culture, African culture, European culture, no. It's only one Brahmin culture. Sticks of different forests have come here. So there should be symphony, harmony, dance of sanskars in this Brahmin family. Otherwise there would be chaos, otherwise there would be conflict, otherwise there would be total disarray, confusion, disorder, anarchy here. So this is our responsibility towards this Brahmin family. Then we have some responsibility for yajna, to make this yajna obstacle free is our responsibility. We have to see that we do not become an obstacle. In yesterday's Murli, while talking with servers, Baba said you have to remain satisfied and you have to make others, you have to satisfy others. Do not get disturbed and do not disturb others. To spread the wave of disturbance in the family is a great disservice. To defame the father is a great disservice. To have such behavior and demeanor that defames the father is a disservice. So to make this yajna nirvigna, to make this yajna obstacle free, to remove all the hindrances, and the greatest hindrance in this yajna is impurity. To spread the wave of purity, to make oneself pure in thought, word and deed, to make one's thoughts powerful so that we can spread those vibrations of powerful thought. It's the greatest service. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, let everyone become obstacle free. Every mother should become obstacle free. Every other Kumar should become obstacle free. Every teacher should become obstacle free. Every Kumari should become obstacle free. Every in charge should become obstacle free. Every zonal in charge should become obstacle free. Every Madhuban Nivasi should become obstacle free. Every department should become obstacle free. Every building, every organization of yajna should become obstacle free. Let there be this wave of obstacle free everywhere. All the hindrances, all those impediments in the yajna should go away. So our responsibility towards this yajna is to make this yajna obstacle free. In physics they use the word impedance free. Impedance. When the electric current flows, impedance should not be there. Impedance is obstacle. So let the electric current of spirituality, electric current of love, electric current of purity spread around, and there shouldn't be any impedance. Our responsibility towards the world, great responsibilities. They are unhappy. They are thirsty. Not an iota of happiness, peace. They are crying. O ye goddess and gods of mercy. They want real love and they want power. So give them, fulfill their desire. They are powerless, make them powerful. They are unhappy, make them happy. They are dissatisfied, make them satisfied. They are suffering, alleviate their suffering. They are in pain and they are in agony, assuage their agony. Such wave of palliation we have to spread. So the world, our responsibility is to make the world happy. Our responsibility towards the world is to bring them to God, is to give them the introduction of God, is to make them babas. Otherwise, they will complain in the end that you received everything but you didn't give us, you didn't inform us. So blow the trumpet, Baba said, that God has come. Spread everywhere this message. You are the messenger of God. You are the prophets. You are that. You are those messiahs who have come on this earth. So be the messenger. Be the God's ambassador. Open the spiritual embassy. And you are those ambassadors. So spread the message that He has come. Give souls the introduction of Father. Bring them and let them have divine union, because they are lost. They are suffering. They are wandering. Not an iota of relief. The world is burning furnace where souls are getting roasted. So bring them and sprinkle some cool shower of love, of God's love, of divine love, which is so selfless, which is hearty, which is soul conscious love. Give them the experience of this love in 12th October's Murli. Baba said, give them experience of spiritual, of soul conscious stage, and give them experience of spiritual love, divine love, God's love, because they have no knowledge of any such love. Because they think that bodily love is the only love. Because they think that the physical love is the only love. Because when they talk of love, the only thing that comes in front of their eyes, mind, is physical love. And that physical love causes restlessness. And that physical love never allows them to have even a blink of happiness. That creates a sort of dissatisfaction, frustration, a sort of addiction. And they are addicted to that physical love, which creates agitation in the body as well as mind. So our responsibility towards the world is, make the world babas. Spread His message. Give them the knowledge. And our responsibility towards Prakriti, five elements, is, what we have to do to these five elements? Make them pure. The Prakriti, five elements, have served us a lot. And what we have done with the five elements? Deforestation, pollution. We have destroyed the five elements. We have done great atrocities upon the five elements. That's why the Prakriti is avenging, taking revenge upon us. We have not many responsibility towards the Prakriti. First of all, thank the five elements. Second, do not further pollute it. Environmental cleanliness. While going from here to Abu Road, somebody eats chocolate and the wrapper is thrown out. We are destroying Prakriti. You go somewhere and you have wrappers, you have polythene bags and you have those plastic bags and we just throw them, and we have chit papers and we just throw them. So we are creating environmental pollution. To speak loudly is a noise pollution. To blow the horns in the campus of the yajna loudly. I know some people, when they drive their car in Shantivan, or they will not blow their horns or horns at all. They will wait. I said, blow the horns. Why you are, so many people are there in Shantivan, you know, the whole fair crowd is moving around, but there are people, they don't blow. They said, no, wait, let them go away. We will not blow the horns. No noise pollution. So, noise pollution, water pollution, air pollution, this is all harming the Prakriti. So preserve, conservation of Prakriti is to help the Prakriti. Then give Sakash to the five elements of nature. Yeah, so these all come under the category of Sakash. Emerge the five elements and give Sakash. As an angel, go on the top and give Sakash to the sky, the cloud, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the birds. Come down, and whilst coming down, give Sakash to the atmosphere. Come down and sit and stand on this earth, on the globe, and from the feet give Sakash, give vibrations to this earth. Then go over the oceans, the five oceans, the five continents. Then go to the fire and purify the fire. Because the fire has become tamopradhan. To make the Prakriti satopradhan is the goal. So, five elements, make them powerful, make them satopradhan. Thank them. Do not degrade them, do not pollute them any further. This is our great responsibility towards Prakriti. So Baba says, whilst you give all the burdens of your responsibility to the Father and remain carefree. Now, first know these are the responsibilities. Now, whilst fulfilling these responsibilities, give the burden of those responsibilities to the Father. Remain light. Continue to make progress. Don't think that I am doing this. Don't bring that consciousness of I. This I consciousness is dangerous. This is our responsibility. For example, there is a lady in one house and she has not cleaned her house since 1 month. And it is filled with dirt and dust and lot of garbage also. And one fine day, she wakes up and she starts cleaning her house and she throws away all the garbage and make the house clean. Will all the people in the society will come and reward her? Has she done a great job? Her house was filled with dirt and dust and garbage and rubbish, and she has made it clean. So what sort of ego? What we were? A house full of garbage, and Baba comes and tells us, now purify yourselves, and we try to purify, and suddenly we purify, and suddenly we start making, doing our responsibilities, and there is a ego that is entering, sneaking into the heart. Have you done a great job? Rather, it was the kingdom of God within once upon a time, and we have made it a den of thieves. In Bible it is shown, Jesus Christ is entering one market and he sees that people are selling animals, and he sees that they are gambling there. He is so violent in the entire incidents in Bible. This is the only point of time where Jesus Christ turns violent. He starts throwing away things. He throws away those mongers, those people who were gambling, and those who were selling animals. And he says, and he shouts in that synagogue, in that temple, and he says, "This is the house of my God. And you have turned the house of my God into the den of thieves." And there is one more very powerful statement. The love for the house of God burns in me like a fire. The love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. So don't destroy my house of God. Don't turn into den of thieves. So, what ego? What I-ness? Remove that. These are our five type of responsibilities. Fulfill them, but give all the burden to the Father and remain light. And those who remain light, Baba likes them. To remain light in all the circumstances, all the situations, all the adverse situations of life is the goal. To become tense and to become heavy and to think that I am doing. Dadi Prakashmani used to think, say, "I never think that I am head." To think that I am head means to have headache. So never think that I am head. That is a great source of headache. So remain light and give all the responsibilities to the Father. Om Shanti.